the truth. What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, September 28th, 2021, and getting into the week here. We have a lot to talk about. It's a busy news day, and we're going to do as much news as we can until it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. Now, there's an article coming out of Breitbart, and it's basically talking about a study by the Texas Public Policy Foundation saying that Biden's legislative agenda is liable to kill 5.3 million jobs and generate an additional $4.5 trillion in debt. And the debt is really, really up there. It's hopelessly unpayable here. The study also suggested the United States gross domestic product will be reduced by $3.7 trillion, nearly the cost of the massive $3.5 trillion reconciliation package, which you're still wrangling over here. And Biden's agenda will ultimately cost American families, that's you, a combined $1.2 trillion in reduced income via tax increases to pay for his costly package. Now, remember, yesterday they were starting to come on out saying, oh, this $3.5 trillion package, it's not really going to cost us anything. Well, no, they're going to tax you to pay for it. So it's costing you, but I guess in the eyes of the government, you don't really count. And it doesn't matter if you're being driven into poverty. Now, there is so much pork in this $3.5 trillion package. Nobody can really find it all, but some certain items are already surfacing. There is a $3 billion set aside for something called tree equity and huge investments in bias training, read critical race theory, more tax enforcement, and high-performance green buildings. So a lot of this $3.5 trillion is definitely Green New Deal agendas here. And so they're going to try and turn government facilities into high-performance green buildings, millions more for gender identity training. So it's a liberal, it's definitely a liberal shopping list here. Now, also in that $3.5 trillion spending bill, there is actually a bailout for the liberal media. Now, we have been commenting for a long time. Their audience is shrinking. Their ratings are down. Their ad revenues are drying up because people just are not tuning in to ABC, NBC, CBS, PBS, NPR, and the rest of them. And so Biden wants to use your tax dollars to prop them up again so they can go on lying to you. I'm not sure that's something I want tax dollars to be going to. And Jen Psaki and the Democrats are still out there with this claim that this $3.5 trillion reconciliation package will cost $0. And they must really think that you all are dumb enough to fall for this statement. I mean, we're getting into like freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength, and all the rest. I mean, that's how absurd this comment is. They're already calling it a $3.5 trillion reconciliation package. That is going to be the cost, $3.5 trillion. The only question is who gets stuck with the bill, and we already know who that's going to be. Now, Republicans looking toward next year's midterm elections are already looking at the vulnerable Democrats in the House and Senate, and they're linking them to Biden's massive tax increases because they know those are not going to be very popular. And so they're basically going to stick the tax increases to those Democratic candidates ahead of the midterms. And frankly, I don't know any way they can unstick it looking at the voting record in Congress, yeah, the Democrats are saying, yes, more taxes, we got to do it. Meanwhile, F. Joe Biden is trending again on social media. We are seeing it showing up not just in sporting events, but in the COVID vaccine passports protests. And it's definitely all over the place. It has become a national thing, if you will, here. Now, the Biden White House has released a memo insisting its policies, open borders, arming the Taliban, stranding Americans in Afghanistan, squatters camps on the border, are very popular with the American public. Now, this flies right in the face of numerous polls showing that Americans are very unhappy with open borders, Afghanistan debacle, and the rest of it. But the Biden White House has put it on out there, you know, with this assumption, open borders and stranding Americans in Afghanistan, giving the Taliban $85 million in billion with a B in military equipment, and allowing a flood of Haitians to come into the country is very, very appealing. And so at this point, I have to say it is now official. Joe Biden is delusional, and it is time for the 25th Amendment to be invoked. And I'm not the only one who thinks so. Down in Australia, Sky News ran a poll. 56% of respondents think Biden has something wrong with him. Yeah, well, it's getting pretty obvious there here. Getting on over to Hunter Biden and the infamous laptop, Politico has confirmed the emails showing that Joe Biden did in fact meet with Hunter Biden's shady business partners, who gave Hunter Biden a lot of money to arrange the meet. Now, this, of course, is a year too late because it would have had an impact on the election, I am sure. But there is now an ongoing federal investigation into Hunter Biden's questionable business dealings, which heads off and blocks any state-level investigations into Hunter. You know, that's the purpose of a high-level investigation, to grab all the evidence and make sure nothing embarrassing is ever seen again. That was the purpose for the forming of the Warren Commission to study the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Now, back then, under the laws as they were, the assassination of John F. Kennedy was under Texas jurisdiction. And they, you know, the federal government grabbed the body, had a getaway, and established the Warren Commission that went to all the other investigations into the assassination of John F. Kennedy and said, give us your evidence, trust us, we will find the truth, and it will be a crazed lone nut assassin named Lee Harvey Oswald and nobody else. Until, of course, the House Select Committee on Assassinations did conclude there had, in fact, been multiple shooters in Dealey Plaza that day. Anyway, One American News is reporting that photos from the Hunter Biden laptop show Hunter using and dealing cocaine. No big surprise. We know that he's definitely enjoys his chemical substances. And there's a lot of other stuff on that laptop which should have been made public prior to last year's election, but the corporate media wouldn't report it, attacked anybody like the New York Post who was trying to report it in order to protect their liberal candidate and allow him to steal the White House. Now, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says that she will vote no on the $550 billion infrastructure bill, and progressive Democrats are basically at war with Nancy Pelosi, and they're saying, you know, this $3.5 trillion budget, that can wait. It's not urgent that we pass it immediately here. And this is all revealing that the Democratic Party is definitely breaking into factions, and that puts them at a disadvantage in the Congress, even though technically they hold the majority in both the House and the Senate. The GOP is acting pretty much with single purpose and single-mindedness, and the Democrats are infighting, and they're losing their advantage. Now, the Senate has voted down Nancy Pelosi's debt ceiling bill. They were celebrating when it passed in the House. But this is a bill that would fund the government through December 3rd and basically remove the debt limit, or at least raise it high enough where they can go on borrowing and spending until the election. Now, the final vote was 48 to 50, but 60 votes were needed to advance the measure. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer changed his vote from yes to no so he could bring the bill back up for a vote under a technicality. So we'll see what's happening there. Over at Russia Today, Chris Hedges is saying that America's fate is either oligarchy, which we're pretty much in right now, or autocracy. And the two, I don't think, are mutually exclusive. And he's saying the competing systems of power in the U.S. are divided between oligarchy, meaning the billionaires, and autocracy, meaning the liberals. There are no other alternatives, and neither of these choices are going to be particularly pleasant. And it's getting ugly there. Speaking of JFK, the deadline for the CIA to disclose their still secret records relating to John F. Kennedy's assassination comes due. On that date, they are supposed to release the last of their files regarding the assassination. And at this point, we have to ask, will President Biden order the National Archives to release the files, or will he extend the U.S. national security establishment's almost 60-year-old cover-up of the regime change operation that took place in Dallas on November 26, 1963? Now, in all probability, Biden, like Trump, will continue the cover-up because the CIA will demand it. And they have a tremendous amount of influence over our nation through bribery, blackmail, threats, who knows what on else. All righty. Now, Texas Attorney General Paxton announced on September 20th he is leading a coalition of 10 states in filing an amicus brief with the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in support of Florida's law that attempts to regulate censorship on big tech social media platforms. Long, long overdue. Now, Paxton signed on behalf of Texas, joining the states of Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, and South Carolina, who have also filed an amicus brief in support of Florida's law. And we all understand big tech censorship has become a major, major impediment to the functioning of a free society. They are the gatekeepers of what we're allowed to say to each other. And under the mask and social distancing mandate, they don't want us actually talking to each other. And so we have to go to our computers and smartphones, which are being heavily monitored and heavily censored. Now, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has instructed Secretary of State Laura Lee to investigate Facebook for alleged election interference. And this follows the Wall Street Journal's report entitled The Facebook Files, which said that, among multiple other accusations, some VIP users were exempt from the social media giant's policies during the 2020 election under a program called CrossCheck. In other words, certain favored individuals, mostly liberal, were allowed to say whatever they want, while conservatives were being stifled. And DeSantis says, this amounts to interference in the election, and they should be prosecuted. I agree. Getting on back to election fraud, over in Maricopa County, one of the other things that the audit found, there were 86,391 voters whose identities could not be verified. They didn't appear to exist. They were just made up out of thin air. 73.8% were listed as either Democrat or had no party affiliation. Now, Arizona State Senator Kelly Townsend files Senate Bill 1487 against Maricopa County for unanswered questions from the July hearing and the audit report that recently came on out. Over in California, Governor Gavin Newsom, fresh from his election steal, has now made universal vote-by-mail permanent in California. He basically signed legislation that guarantees a ballot will be mailed to every registered voter, even if they intend to vote in person, which means there's going to be a lot of official unused ballots floating around out there to be harvested and used for nefarious purposes. And we're seeing this across the board. The Democrats are trying to enshrine in law the very means by which they steal elections, and that is exactly what's going on. Over at Google, they are outlawing any content that doubts the U.S. 2020 election or the recent Germany elections, but not the 2016 election. Democrats who were out there screaming that Trump stole it from Hillary, we know it was the other way around, they're still allowed to out there saying Trump was a thief, Trump was stealing it. Nobody is blocking and censoring them. Getting into COVID-19, there is a new poll. I think it was an Ipsos poll. And the majority of Americans have little to no trust that Joe Biden can provide accurate information on COVID-19 or the pandemic. They simply do not trust him. Those people are wise. All right. Meanwhile, pardon me, Pfizer has submitted data to the FDA on a COVID vaccine for children aged 5 to 11, and they are expected to request emergency use authorization in days, which means kids could start getting the shots within a month. Money, 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 money. Speaking of money, the CEO of Moderna is now saying booster shots will need to be taken forever. Remember, a patient cured is a customer lost. Got to keep them on that hook, on that needle for as long as we can. And what we're seeing is this very alarming situation that the medical industrial complex is now dictating public policy, and real science is being silenced. You know, they're always out there saying follow the science, and then you find some Nobel Prize winner saying don't take the vaccine, and they go, no, not that science, the science coming from the vaccine companies here. Over in Great Britain, their hospital data is showing 80% of COVID deaths are among the vaccinated, and COVID deaths are up 3,000% since the vaccine program began. There's a very obvious logical conclusion to be drawn from that. Up in Canada, the chief medical officer of health in Alberta has basically admitted to faking the COVID numbers. And what they're doing is they're counting all sick people who decline a COVID test as being COVID positive. Now, without a COVID test, they don't know. But if they're sick and they don't take a COVID test to prove they're negative, they are declared COVID positive. And that is how the numbers are run up there to maintain the fear porn. By the way, a little story coming on out of Investment Watch blog, and no surprise, we did mention this before, over at Facebook, their fact checkers are actually funded by the pharmaceutical companies. And it's a charitable grant here to maintain the fight against disinformation. But yeah, the vaccine fact checkers are working for the pharmaceutical companies. Clearly, there is a conflict of interest there. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back. There it is.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to our show here. And this is the part of the program where I get out my little tin cup and remind you all that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your ongoing support to keep speaking truth to power in these very dark and dangerous times that are ahead of us. And once again, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. Now remember, if you mail in a donation of $100 or more, you will get your choice of an official RBN coffee mug or an official RBN t-shirt. So include a return address, and if you want the t-shirt, we need your t-shirt size. The network thanks you. Okay, before we get back to COVID here, One American News just ran a story. Investigators have discovered that 131 judges presided over cases involving their own financial interests. And judges are supposed to recuse themselves when that situation shows up. And obviously their economic involvement with certain cases is going to bias their decisions. Now, yesterday we had a caller into the show talking about how the Army flight surgeon was out there urging the Pentagon to ground pilots who had the COVID vaccination. This is Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long. She's a brigade surgeon for the 1st Aviation Brigade at Fort Rucker, and she wrote this affidavit under the Military Whistleblower Protection Act. How perfectly healthy pilots, and they are healthy specimens, had been suffering a myriad of adverse side effects, including myocarditis. And obviously, we don't want these people having a heart attack while they're at the controls of these very expensive warplanes. Over in Great Britain, looking at their adverse event reporting system, actually it's called the Medicines Regulatory Agency, they're looking at huge numbers of reports of side effects from the COVID-19 vaccines, including strokes, blindness, miscarriages. I saw a video earlier today. It was a police officer who had gotten the vaccine, showed up to work, was working at a desk. This was a security camera in the police station, and he just, right at his desk, goes into a seizure and dies on the spot. So, nasty, nasty stuff. Now, Project Veritas has scored again. This is actually the third video in their COVID vaccine investigative series. This one involved Johnson & Johnson officials who were admitting children do not need to take the COVID vaccine. And they said the big problem is because the potential long-term side effects are not known. You know, they could take these vaccines and then 5-6 years down the road, they could develop some major problems. Now, I have a friend who is a doctor, not my personal doctor, this doctor says that the PMR I was dealing with may well have been a reaction to the anti-pneumonia vaccine they gave me while I had pneumonia. And I remember at the time I was scratching my head, why are you vaccinating me against pneumonia when I already have it? But I was not in a condition to sort of fight back at that time. Okay, there is a huge push over at the International Criminal Court, and it involves Nazi concentration camp survivors, several lawyers, Dr. Fleming, Professor Luc Montagnier. They're demanding the ICC charge all the world governments with crimes against humanity, genocide, and breaches of the Nuremberg Code, that last one being very easily provable at this particular point here. Now, ICC is as political as anything else, so I don't know that I expect anything to happen. Anyway, they are still enforcing mask mandates at schools. They're enforcing them here in Indiana. And there was a study, this is reported in womensystems.com, there was a study in Berlin showing that schools are not, in fact, a main source of COVID spread. They surveyed the schools. They found just 2 students and 1 teacher tested positive last winter. So that little talking point by the pro-maskers is a non-operative, to use the correct political language here. Some COVID-19 patients want ivermectin so badly, they're starting to sue hospitals. And there was this woman, Tiffany Wilson, whose mother was being treated for COVID-19, and the hospital refused to give her ivermectin. So she moved her to another hospital. It's basically people are starting to sue the hospitals. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID-19. Now, Pfizer has come out with a wonderful new drug to treat COVID. And it looks suspiciously like a reformulation of ivermectin. See, the problem with ivermectin is it's cheap, it's not patentable, it's widely available, but this new medication will be patentable and they'll be able to charge an arm, a leg, and several of your toes for it. Pfizer's new drug, which some are calling Pfizermectin, is described by the pharmaceutical giant as a potent protease inhibitor, which is exactly the same mechanism by which ivermectin operates. And this is something that we have seen the pharmaceutical companies do before. They'll take a medication, for example, from nature. They'll change it just enough to make it patentable and then sell it at a huge, huge markup because it'll be patentable. And up in New York, Governor Kathy Hochul is now denying the legitimacy of religious exemptions. And so they're basically saying, we decide if your religious beliefs are legitimate or not. And I think there's a First Amendment issue there. Australia is definitely heading into Mordor, I guess, for lack of a better name. Yesterday, we reported on this video showing an Australian police officer grabbing a man and slamming him onto the ground head first, leaving him unconscious. He lost control of his bodily functions. There was blood and urine all over the place. The Australian police have reacted to the global condemnation by opening an investigation. And they're saying this is an alleged incident that took place in Melbourne. And, you know, the video was put on out there and said this poor guy was calm. He was just talking to the police. And they're saying he went unconscious after his face hit the tiles. And that was extraordinarily brutal. But that seems to be the approach by the Australian government toward its people. Now, Scandinavian governments have announced COVID is over. And there are parties all over the place. And so they're happy. And down in Israel, they're announcing the vaccine does not protect. And we have known that for a long time. Even the CDC and the FDA and the manufacturers are saying, no, the vaccine is not going to stop you from getting COVID, not stop you from passing it on. But if you get COVID, your symptoms will be a little less with the vaccine. Well, that's purely subjective, and there doesn't seem to be any scientific studies backing up that claim. You know, because how do you quantitatively measure the symptoms of an illness when the symptoms can vary from death back to totally asymptomatic? And we're finally starting to see protests here in the United States. There have been a few. They're ramping up here. There were protests across New York, not only New York City, upstate, saying no means no, demanding the government repeal mandatory vaccination orders for certain categories of workers and the passport system implemented in New York City. There were protests in Manhattan, Staten Island, and elsewhere yesterday afternoon and into the evening. Marchers were heard chanting, "My body, my choice." That's going to get the liberals really angry. And no means no. And the more direct, you know, F Joe Biden and de Blasio. And like I said, that's becoming a thin here. Over in Staten Island, one of the protests there involved a bunch of unvaccinated people going into a Staten Island food court, which required a vaccine passport. And they basically ordered and sat down to eat very calmly, no violence. But they're basically establishing, yeah, we're going to have normal lives here without having to have needles full of highly questionable chemicals shot into our arms. Over in Italy, like Australia, truck drivers are now blocking the roads as a form of protest against the COVID measures. And I expect we're probably going to see that here in the U.S. as well. Getting on back to Israel, we mentioned yesterday they're already talking about a fourth shot to be considered fully vaccinated. Well, that was the straw that broke the Israeli people's back. They are now protesting in large numbers, saying, you know, we've had the two shots, we've had the third shot, we don't need a fourth shot. Down in South Africa, the Zulu Nation is refusing mandatory vaccines. This is definitely going global. Okay, let's see. Johnson & Johnson scientist Justin Durant is saying, don't get the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine. That's on One American News Network right now. Getting to the international news, Milley and Austin are testifying on Capitol Hill before the Armed Services Committee. And it's been a little bit of contention here. General Milley and McKenzie testified they both advised Biden to keep 2,500 troops in Afghanistan to avoid the Taliban takeover. They were ignored. Now, remember, Biden denied this was true. He claimed nobody said anything to him about the Taliban's rapid advance, and nobody advised him to keep troops in there. And the chairman of the Joint Chiefs is saying the botched withdrawal has damaged America's credibility. He is certainly absolutely accurate about that. Now, Mark Milley took the chance to defend his secret phone calls to China, insisting he wasn't trying to undermine Trump, that these kind of calls were just, normal, and it's not his job to assess the president's mental health. So we'll see what happens with that. Meanwhile, Josh Hawley is basically pointing out that one of the reasons we got our clocks cleaned in Afghanistan is that the Pentagon has been more focused on promoting a progressive agenda within the military than actually going on out and being a military service. He's saying the Biden administration sacrificed U.S. attention that would have guaranteed a calculated military departure from Afghanistan, but instead focused on wokeism, and says the Biden administration must be held accountable. Now, when the hearings were going on OAN, there were multiple calls for the resignation of Milley and Austin. They won't listen, but people are very, very angry. Meanwhile, in your daily dose of Booga Booga, Iraq WMD's architect John Bolton is now claiming terrorists could get nuclear weapons in the wake of the U.S.-Afghanistan pullout. Now, he doesn't say where they would get them, because we know Iraq didn't have them, and neither did Afghanistan, and the United States did not deploy any nuclear weapons to Afghanistan. But Bolton is out there saying, you know, we've got to do something about this. We've got to go back on in and, okay, John, here's your rifle. Here's your parachute. Go have fun here. Okay, last month, Marine Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller spoke out against Vice President Joe Biden's, or actually President Joe Biden's, fatal pullout, demanding accountability from military authorities. And this was done as a video, and the video went viral. And so now Scheller has been arrested and thrown in the brig, and he's being kept in pretrial imprisonment as a reprisal for speaking out against the Biden administration. So another attack on the First Amendment and our right to freedom of speech and expression. Heading into other international news, over at the United Nations, Israel's Prime Minister Naftali Bennett was addressing the UN General Assembly, and it sounded a lot like Bibi Netanyahu's speech, only without the gimmicks of the cartoon bomb and everything, focusing on Iran, saying Iran's nuclear program has hit a watershed moment, and so has our tolerance. And he says, words do not stop the centrifuges from spinning. And he's basically dropping hints that Israel might go it alone against Iran. Well, that's not what Israel wants. Israel wants the United States to smash up Iran for them, because they don't want to risk their own little precious children here. Meanwhile, in Israel, once again yesterday, Israeli settlers, hundreds of them, stormed Al-Aqsa Mosque. And this is obviously intended to provoke the Palestinians. And they had 770 Israeli settlers, accompanied by security officers, broke into the Al-Aqsa compound. And they broke in Monday morning, and then later in the afternoon, they hoisted the flag of Israel and performed various Jewish ceremonies. Okay, there was an interesting article that came on out from UNS.com, and it's talking about an article that came on out talking about one of the so-called extermination camps of the Nazis, Jasenovac is what it's called. And there was this they're describing it as increasingly problematic because there was an interview back in 2018 and in which David Goldman, asked a very pointed question, saying many have commented on the lack of forensic evidence from this particular camp. And the explanation given was that in April 1945, Hitler flew in special machines to Jasenovac. These machines were used to dissolve the bones that were left. Now, there is a problem. In all of the Holocaust historiography, there's no actual or even rumored documentation of any bone-dissolving machines. There were alleged bone crushers driven by diesel engines. There is one alleged photo that was shown to be fraudulent. The Nazis also used chlorinated lime to decompose corpses at Treblinka and Belzec, but this chemical only reduces the odor. It does nothing to hasten decomposition, and the skeletons and the remains would still be there. So there's no reliable evidence of a magic machine to make bodies simply vanish into thin air without leaving a trace. And so, yeah, it's and I'm going to get a lot of nasty emails about that one here. And frankly, I'm in agreement with Tucker Carlson, only I can't say what he said. Now, a little bit of good news, I think. Representatives from Iran and Saudi Arabia are holding a new round of talks in Baghdad to try and ease tensions between the two regional foes. Now, they're regional foes because U.S. foreign policy has been to set them one against the other with the eventual idea that Saudi Arabia would come in on the U.S. side in an eventual war with Iran. But especially since the disaster in Afghanistan, a lot of these countries that were dancing to America's foreign policy tune, they're changing channels on their radios and they're going in different directions now. So if Iran and Saudi Arabia move closer together, that is going to dynamically change the politics of the Middle East. Meanwhile, things did not go well for Israel in Great Britain. The UK Labour Party conference held a vote in favor of a motion identifying Israel as a state practicing the crime of apartheid. This makes the UK Labour Party the first major political party in Europe to adopt such a position. And of course, Israel is out there saying, oh, you're a bunch of anti-Semites, you're Jew haters, you want Hitler to come back and kill Jewish babies in the ovens. Usual stuff that we get from them here. All righty. NATO forces are patrolling the Kosovo-Serbia border due to increased tensions there. And it really is kind of, in my opinion, a tempest in a teacup because it involves a decision by Kosovo's government concerning license plates on cars. Now, Serbia does not recognize Kosovo nor its license plates. And it requires drivers from Kosovo to remove them and purchase temporary ones in order to drive into Serbia. Kosovo opted to impose a similar measure, demanding that Serbian drivers in Kosovo pay €5 for a temporary license plate good in Kosovo for 2 months. And it seems rather minor and trivial, but I think it's a symptom of a much greater problem bubbling away under the surface. Over in Egypt, President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi is now threatening to use military force against Egyptians who are basically occupying state-owned lands and irrigation facilities over the past decades. And basically, Sisi said police and soldiers might be deployed to reclaim the state properties, which includes the lands and irrigation works. And farmers have basically been using these deserted lands along the Nile. They officially belong to the state, but the state wasn't doing anything with them. And Sisi warned that the use of unused state-owned land will no longer be tolerated. So see what happens there. Now, fresh off their major joint war games 2 weeks ago, Russia and Belarus have issued a joint warning. They're calling it a red line warning over NATO base expansion into Ukraine. And they're basically saying that they're warning Ukraine against pursuing a path to NATO membership and hosting NATO forces. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko alleged the United States has established training centers across Ukraine that are tantamount to full military bases. And he said this was the focus of direct discussions with Putin at the Sochi meeting. And you want to know who the aggressor is? It's not the other guys. Just look at a map here. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Working two jobs, ends never seem to meet. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants
to help. Show here, we're talking about the international news. Now, over in Syria, according to Rear Admiral Vadim Kulit, deputy head of the Russian Center for the Reconciliation of Warring Parties in Syria, there was a drone launched by militants toward the Humaymin Air Base. It was successfully intercepted by a Panzer S air defense system. So things are still cooking over there in Syria. Now, warships from Russia's Northern Fleet held tactical exercises simulating battle on a remote Arctic New Siberian island. So they're training for Arctic war. That's going to be a big battleground because it turns out there is a lot of oil underneath that Arctic abyssal plain. And it's going to be a little hard to get at it, but everybody wants their piece of it. Now, to me, the common sense thing is those nations bordering the Arctic just take their easternmost and westernmost points, draw a line from them to the North Pole, and that's their portion of the Arctic. But this is not making the United States happy, which wants Russia to kind of stay out of the Arctic. Because the U.S. Claimed it as territory, I don't know, guess during the Nautilus trip that went to the North Pole here. Meanwhile, showing that China and Russia are growing closer, even possibly becoming allies, China has issued a strongly worded defense of Russia regarding U.S. bullying sanctions. And China's foreign ministry yesterday said it strongly opposes new sanctions on top Russian officials, saying U.S. congressional leaders are using human rights as a pretext for ensuring attempts by improving U.S.-Russia relations fail. And absolutely. Remember what Smedley Butler said? It's just all a racket. It is all a racket. Speaking of sanctions, the U.S. is now preparing documents to sanction India over their S-400 purchase. You know, the U.S. Military-industrial complex is throwing a tantrum saying, don't buy Russia's weapons, you buy our weapons. And the world is saying, your weapons don't work as well, and they're a lot more expensive than what's coming out of Russia and China. And the U.S. military-industrial complex is throwing a tantrum. They're down on the floor kicking and screaming. Need a bucket of water in the face to break them out of it here. And down in Turkey, Erdogan is saying, of course, Turkey is going to buy more Russian S-400 missile defenses because, you know, they apparently work pretty well. China has unveiled a new 70-foot drone that can fly continuously for almost 24 hours. And that is a significant increase there. Meanwhile, supply chain issues have hit the Pentagon. Lockheed has announced they'll deliver fewer F-35 fighter jets next year because of production constraints caused by the pandemic. We've got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we will be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.